This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Supreme Court has asked the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to identify all major sources of pollution in Delhi NCR in 2 weeks and suggest long-term sectoral action plans to tackle each of them in a phased manner. A bench of CJI Surya Kant and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi yesterday said CAQM should bring all domain experts under one roof, hold deliberations, and come out with long-term solutions which would be implemented in a phased manner so as not to hurt livelihoods, industry, and the public. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the commissioning of Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Samudra Pratap in Goa. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this ship is noteworthy for numerous reasons, including the fact that it adds strength to our vision of self-reliance. The Prime Minister further said that the ship boosts the nation's security apparatus and reflects a commitment to sustainability, among others. The National Medical Commission's Medical Assessment and Rating Board, MARB, has withdrawn the letter of permission granted to the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Excellence in Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi for non-compliance with minimum standards. An order issued by the MARB yesterday said all students will be accommodated in other medical institutions in Jammu and Kashmir as supernumerary seats by the competent authority of the Union Territory Administration. Indian scientists have developed the first supercomputer-powered simulation to capture the long-existing paradox of hot water freezing faster than cold water. The Ministry of Science and Technology has said this phenomenon, technically called as the Pemba effect, had eluded scientists for a long time. According to the ministry, researchers from Jawaharlal Nehru Center for Advanced Scientific Research have used supercomputers to develop the first simulation of ice formation, proving the Pemba effect of water. The ministry added that the simulation also demonstrates that the effect can appear during fluid-to-solid transitions in systems other than water. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in various parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late by 2 hours due to low visibility conditions. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of their trains before reaching the station to avoid inconvenience and delays. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has announced a 7-day period of national mourning following a U.S. military operation in Caracas this past weekend. The Venezuelan government has confirmed the death toll during the operation to at least 56, including 32 Cuban military and police personnel working in Venezuela. Rodriguez told the state broadcaster that Venezuela is a peaceful country and not at war, but had been aggressed and attacked in the operation. She reiterated that Venezuelan authorities remain in charge of the country's affairs. Cuba has declared 2 days of mourning for its fallen personnel. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said Venezuela's interim authorities will transfer between 30 and 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States, describing the plan as mutually beneficial for both the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the oil would be sold at market prices and that he would personally oversee the use of the proceeds. According to him, the revenue would be directed towards initiatives benefiting both the Venezuelan and American people. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake struck Bhutan in the early hours today. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the quake occurred at a depth of 10 kilometers. Authorities are continuing to monitor the situation. The incident follows 2 tremors measuring magnitudes 4.7 and 3.6 that were felt earlier today in the Tajikistan-Afghanistan region. No damage to property or loss of life has been reported in either event. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the Indian Super League ISL will kick off on 14th of February, bringing an end to a 6-month crisis that brought Indian football to a standstill. Mr. Mandavia made the announcement after a joint meeting involving the government, the All India Football Federation and club representatives. The league will feature all 14 clubs with matches will be played on a home and away basis and will feature 91 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.